Hi. Welcome to our show.
There's nothing worse than the same old grind.
Yeah, there sure isn't, Uncle Charlie.
Then you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-uh.
Oh, well, now, the same old grind means doing the same things every day, day in and day out.
Oh.
For instance, it's 8:15. Now, your mother's going to walk in here any second and say, good morning, Charlie. Good morning, Dodie. And then she'll ask about the newspaper.
How do you know, Uncle Charlie?
Because this family runs like an old broken record.
Good morning, Charlie. Hello, Dodie. Anybody get the paper?
She almost did it.
What did I tell you?
What are you two talking about?
Uncle Charlie called our family a broken old record.
Oh, he did he?
Yeah.
I was just telling her about the dull routine around here, you know, Pete and repeat, like we used to say. To prove a point. Now, Uncle Charlie's prediction for 8:17 Monday morning. Steve Douglas is going to walk in here and say, hi, everybody, and won't have time for anything but coffee. Right now.
Watch this, Mama.
Well, looks like your crystal ball needs a new transistor.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Daddy.
I'll only have time for coffee this morning, honey. I'll grab some breakfast out the plant.
Uncle Charlie's a magician.
A what?
Uncle Charlie is not a magician. It's just that he knows that Daddy does this almost every day.
Barbara, you just proved my point for me.
Shall I ask what's going on, or is it worth it?
It is Charlie's contention that we are all in a rut.
Oh, I'd like to change that to a canyon.
Charlie, just what do you base this theory on?
Okay, it's Monday, right? Now, Robbie always picks you up on Monday. Now, Charlie's prediction for 8:19. A horn is gonna honk. Now, that means that Rob Douglas, who just might be the world's rut champion, is here to pick up his dad for work.
Well, I admit you timed the honk pretty well, Charlie. But mostly because Rob's always punctual.
Yeah, well, anyway, he's going to run in here out of breath and say, hiya, gang, and then turn to you and say, we only got about 3 minutes.
Anything else, Uncle Charlie?
Yeah, he'll be tying his tie.
Hi, gang. Dad, we've only got about 2 minutes.
He did it again, Uncle Charlie.
Oh, no. Robbie said 2 minutes.
Okay, so I was 60 seconds away from being 100% right. About what?
Well, Rob, I think Uncle Charlie's insinuating that the Douglases are about the most predictable family on Earth.
Yeah, well, you nailed it right on the head, Steve.
Oh, come on, Uncle Charlie.
All right, you want to know what you're going to do next?
Sure.
You're going to throw some coffee in a paper cup so you can drink it on your way to work.
Well, yeah.
And then you're going to ask your dad to cash you a check for lunch because it's Monday and you haven't got any change.
Well, that's really weird. I never thought of myself as being predictable.
Charlie, you're just fantastic. Well, we better go, Rob. You want to grab some coffee?
Yeah, I'll get a paper cup. Well, no. Wait a minute. I don't think I'll give Houdini here the satisfaction. See you later.
Goodbye.
I used your hose.
So I see. May I help you?
Oh, yeah, I'm Jim Bell, and I'm looking for Robbie Douglas.
Are you a friend of Robbie's?
Hey, what's going on here, huh?
Oh, Jim Bell.
How are you, Uncle Charlie?
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you. Barbara, this is Jim Bell from Bryant Park. And this is Barbara, Steve's wife.
Oh, hey, nice to meet you, Barbara.
Well, it's a pleasure, Jim.
Boy, am I glad to see you. Come on in, come on in.
What was it they used to call you around the old neighborhood?
Ah, come on, call it, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, Jim Bell the Ding-a-ling. He was always on the move.
Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to excuse my rough manners, but I haven't had much use for them lately.
Well, that's all right.
Barbara adds a little more polish to the household than we used to have. Well, now tell me, Jim, what have you been doing with yourself besides soaking your hair?
Well, you know, I had to cool off, Charlie. I just rode in from Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah.
What were you doing down there?
Just getting to know the people, you know, seeing the countryside.
No ruts, no routine. Just fooling around, enjoying life.
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. Hey, where's Robbie?
Let's see. Right now, he's sitting in his rut down at the plant having lunch with his dad.
Charlie, I don't think that Robbie's in a rut. He has a very good job. He's a metal stress engineer.
Oh. Robbie is an engineer? Oh, boy, that kills me.
Oh?
Oh, no, I mean, it's fine. I think it's great, you know, but it's very funny. You got to admit that. Well, you see, when we were kids, we were planning to run away with the circus. Yeah, now Robbie is an engineer, and I'm still looking for the circus.
Jim, you gotta go down to the plant and surprise him.
Hey, that's a great idea, Uncle Charlie. How do I get there?
Well, maybe that wouldn't be such a good idea. I mean, after all, it's a work day for Robbie, and
You don't think I should barge into Robbie's business world? I mean, funky like this?
Well, I don't mean that exactly. It's just that well, yes, I do. All right, I'll call and get you a security pass.
Now, look, I promise I won't do anything to get Robbie fired. Promise?
All right.
Well, where does the little engineer hide out?
You mean the little engineer with a wife and triplets?
Robbie. Oh, no, come on, you're putting me on.
No, I'm not.
I invest in the stock market, too, once in a while, but I like to stick to the funds. I'd rather go for a long-term gain than a lightning-quick loss.
All right, let's hear it for the Wildcats from Brian Park High. Let's hear it.
Hey, did you hear what he said?
Yeah. Hey, that's Jim Bell.
Hey, it is Jim Bell.
Yeah, Jim Bell.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, Jim.
Wow.
Hey,
how
are you? Well, fun.
Good to see you.
Hey, same here, you old engineer with a wife and triplets.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Hey, you must be a real scratch golfer by now, Mr. Douglas.
Just as bad as I ever was. I've taken 15,000 lessons.
Hey, meet some of my co-workers.
Ralph, Harry, this is Jim Bell.
Hey,
he's from my hometown, Bryant Park. Jim, my pleasure.
How are you?
Hey, tell us, what have you been doing?
It's very simple. I just got me a motorcycle and I've been seeing the sights.
What sights?
Well, I just got back from Mexico, you know, and before that I went to Morocco, and before that, Switzerland.
I haven't even been out of Central Tarzana since 1957.
Jim, have you had lunch?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Hey, I've got to get back to my office. Will you join me for a while?
Sure, I got all the time in the world.
Okay. See ya.
Hey, see ya.
Nice to see you, Jim.
Take care.
Well, I didn't recognize him at first.
Now, that sounds like a kid that's got some kind of a life.
But I guess we can't all be adventurers.
My Three Sons will continue.
Cocktails.
Hey, what were you telling me about Brazil?
Hey, Rob, it would knock you out. I mean, you know, all of them parrots and the monkeys and the trees. And there's so much green, you wish you never saw a city again.
Wow. You know, it's amazing how our lives took two different directions.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you've seen all those places.
And I can't believe that you've got your name on a door and a secretary that calls you Mr. Douglas.
Yeah, you left out the softening of my skull.
Excuse me, Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Douglas, can't you see that you still look like a kid?
What is it, Miss Wright?
There's a Mr. Ernest Heller here to see you. I told him you were busy, but he said it was urgent.
Oh, yeah. It's about the McGinnity contract. Tell him I'll be right out.
Yes, sir.
Well, they certainly got you wheeling and dealing around here, don't they?
Yeah. You know, it's days like these that make me think you were right back in Bryant Park.
Right. Right about what?
Well, maybe we should have run away with the circus.
Very pleased to meet you, Jim.
Yeah, same here, Katie.
Honey, I wish you had told me he was coming. I'm afraid you're stuck with leftover lasagna.
Don't worry about it, Katie. I eat anything I can chew.
Well, in that case, you're out of luck. I make very tough lasagna. Excuse me, I'll put it in the oven.
Hey, you did all right, Rob. Yeah, she's quite a girl.
Well, except for the tough lasagna, she's passable.
Yeah, I guess the right girl even makes a cage look appealing.
Hey, you didn't finish that Egypt story.
We're on this pyramid. And I'm with the sweetest chick I met in Baghdad. This is the pyramid they call Cheops.
Cheops, right.
Oh, honey, dinner will be ready in about a half an hour.
Yeah, okay, honey. Jim is right in the middle of a story.
Oh, sorry.
Now, we're on top of this pyramid, and she looks at me, she says, why don't we float down the Nile on inner tubes?
You're kidding.
Right there.
Hey, honey, he floats down the Nile. We don't even have a wading pool.
Oh, well, there's a beach not too far away.
Oh, come on. Santa Monica and Egypt just aren't the same thing.
Now, you know, I get to know this girl pretty well floating down the Nile. But then she starts getting that serious edge to her voice, you know? And she gives me one of those, why don't we, you know, when we get back to the States, settle down kind of looks in her eyes, you know what I mean, Rob?
Yeah. What'd you do?
Well, I split. Oh, yeah, I put the bike on a freighter and I cut to Australia.
You're not exactly a homebody, are you, Jim?
Well, look, it's just my opinion, Katie. But, you know, I don't think men were meant to be locked in anything.
You mean, like marriage?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I mean anything.
I see. Has Jim seen the boys, honey?
Oh, let's not get him up now. It'd be a hassle getting him back down again, and I put in one of those days at the office. Ask Jim.
Office? It's more like a pressure cooker, in and out.
Right.
Well, maybe you'd like to see the boys.
Oh, please, don't wake them up for me, Katie. I'm terrible with kids, terrible.
Oh.
Oh, hey, you started to tell me about the Sahara Desert. What's that like?
Well, it's a large, hot place. Oh, that reminds me of a story, Rob. You'll dig this. I met this Bedouin camel dealer, you know?
Yeah.
And he's got one of the greatest Ray Charles collections you've ever seen.
You're kidding. Right there. In the middle of the desert?
Excuse me, Jim.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, how do you keep yourself financed on your little jaunts to the Nile and Afghanistan or wherever you go?
Well, I take a job every now and then, you know, just for a minute or two. And then I sponge off of friends, like I'm doing right now.
Right.
Well, the little creatures are finally down for the night, I think.
Good. Honey, I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Sure, honey. I don't know why, but they acted extra rotten today.
Katie, I'm going to take off work for a while.
You're kidding.
No, I asked for a week's leave of absence, and they gave it to me.
Oh, that's fantastic. Where are we going?
Well, we aren't going. I'm going to the Colorado River.
Oh?
I knew you'd take it that way.
Take it what way? I just said, oh.
Look, Katie, you know I'm working in a pressure cooker.
That sounds like a Jim Bell quote.
Look, I happen to have a brain of my own, and I think I need to go to the Colorado River. This has absolutely nothing to do with Jim Bell.
Are you going alone?
No, I'm going with Jim Bell.
I can't pretend to want to turn cartwheels because you're going away for the week.
Why not? Why can't you understand that I might need a little freedom once in a while?
Because I'm going to miss you.
Oh, come on, Katie.
Oh, look, honey, I don't want to argue with you. If you think that you need to get away, then go ahead.
Oh, well, now we're going through the martyr number.
You sure feel guilty about this. Maybe you really don't want to go.
Look, Katie, level with me. Do you want me to go or not?
Not.
I thought I knew you, but I guess I don't. Do you think for one minute if you wanted to float down the Colorado River in an inner tube that I'd stop you?
If I wanted to float down the Colorado River in an inner tube, you'd have someone drop a net over me. Oh, Rob, go and have fun with your playmate. Frolic in the Colorado River to your heart's content, but don't expect me to like it. Rob?
Yes, honey?
I'll be here when you get back.
You're sure?
Positive. I know you'll come home when it's right to come home. Because you want to. Not because you have to.
You're going to sleep on the ground? That didn't sound too comfortable.
Well, I don't think comfort's the idea, honey. Oh, Rob, did you take care of that McGinney deal?
I left it with Mr. Anderson. He's going to send it on to Buffalo.
Oh, fine.
Hey, you know, if you had a sidecar, I'd go along with you.
Well, you'd be welcome, Uncle Charlie.
Well, thanks.
I guess we're all set, huh? Okay.
Well, thanks, Mr. Douglas, for letting me sleep on your couch. You too, Barbara.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
We'll see you outside.
Bye. Have a safe trip. Well, thanks a lot for understanding, you guys. Barb, goodbye.
Goodbye, love. Have fun.
All right.
And don't worry about anything. We'll watch after Katie and the boys.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
Well, honey, don't say anything. I understand. Really, I do.
I know. Goodbye, babe.
Bye.
I'll fall down.
Yeah, I'll fall down. All right, you guys, I'm counting on you. You got a job to do. I want you to take care of Mama while I'm gone, okay? Charlie, you too. Make sure Mama gets plenty of rest. Hey, want to see a motorcycle?
Charlie,
a motorcycle? Want to see one? Come on,
come on.
Let's go, come on.
Oh.
Come on, that's a boy.
Stay here, Rob. Stay there.
Bye-bye. Help me set some food up in the kitchen.
I thought we already had breakfast.
Yeah, but when a fella's eating, he ain't got time to think about problems.
Dad?
Yeah, Katie?
How long does it take to get to the Colorado River?
Well, let's see. They said they were going to Blythe. That should take them around 4 hours, I'd say.
Well, of course, a motorcycle is different. It's faster.
That's right. Of course, they might not go into Blythe at all. They just might head on upriver.
Upriver. Sounds so romantic. I can see how a man would be attracted to the quiet and the canyon walls and the rapids. Dad? Are the rapids very dangerous?
Well, Katie, I'm sure they're both sensible enough not to try the rapids in inner tubes or anything like that.
You know something? I never really thought he'd go.
Well, Katie, Jim Bell stirred up all the old childhood adventures, and I guess Robbie, he feels he's Huckleberry Finn all over again. Hey, what's that?
What's what?
Sounds like they're back again. Probably forgot something.
Look who's back.
What happened?
Jim dropped me off, and he's on his way to Colorado. You know, this just may be the smartest woman in the world.
I'll accept that, but how come?
Well, first of all, you let me go. Then you lined yourself up in front of the house with the boys. And you waved goodbye. And the boys didn't wave goodbye. You know what kind of a picture I got from that bike?
How about that? I'm smarter than I thought.
Hey, you guys. Daddy's home.